Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Johnny Tan, author of From My Mama's Kitchen, Food for the Soul, Recipes for Living. Welcome to my weekly From My Mama's Kitchen Talk radio show. My guest this morning is Dr. Tiana Ho. She is a nutritional skincare specialist and the world's leading expert in human skin color and skin health. Her first book, Eat Your Way to Lighter Skin, was honored with 7 book awards. Besides being a learned person with 5 academic degrees, Dr. Tiana is also a world-class super athlete. She currently holds 4 Guinness World Records. Dr. Tiana and I will be discussing her latest book, Cooking on the Light Side, which is a companion volume to Eat Your Way to Lighter Skin. And as a treat, she will also be sharing some of her secrets in being possibly the strongest person in the world. Good morning, Dr. Tiana. Welcome to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, good morning, Johnny. Thank you so much for having me on today. I'm very, very excited to talk about this topic.
Fantastic. I really enjoyed reading your cookbook. It is fantastic. Everything in it is awesome, and I will explain about that a little bit later. But for right now, let us start by getting to know you a little bit better. Can you please tell us a little bit about yourself from childhood to the present moment?
Yes, Johnny. Well, I am a Vietnamese. I left my country 4 years after the fall of Saigon, and that was April of 1979 when I was just 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, when I left my country by boat, we were attacked 5 times by pirates. But luckily, we survived the ordeals and came to Indonesia, where we stayed for 1 year before I came here in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I knew that when I came here, I will have all the opportunities to excel, to do what I want to do, and to educate myself, because of course, growing up in Vietnam, my mom and dad always told me that if I want to be anything I want to be here, that I could be. So I loved school, and I went to school for a long time trying to decide what I like to do. But I was drawn to science. Like, for instance, the first time I ever took biology, I just loved biology and molecular biology. So I ended up studying science, you know, years back. And, of course, what drove me to solve a few mysteries in life was that when I was growing up, I was having a skin problem. My skin was pretty much uneven. I was always struggling with my skin because it wasn't pretty to me. So what happened to me was that I was always trying to use different kinds of lotion and chemicals to actually even out my complexion. And nothing actually worked for me. It actually make it more blotchy. So when I was in studying science, I thought to myself that, you know, if science at this point wasn't able to solve my own skin problem, I said, you know, let me do it myself. So what I did was that I went on and tried to even if I was in school, I was always very curious, so I was trying to do, you know, readings on my own from different journal pigmentations and different kind of dermatology, you know, medical stuff that I did on my own. So apparently, I found that your skin, to even out your complexion, you got to have enough sulfur in your skin. So from that point, when I was studying the pathway which produce pigments in your body, it points towards that you need sulfur to have beautiful, clear, vibrant skin. So that's what I did. And, of course, it's very common for us, for instance, like for an Asian person, to really think that actually diet can affect your skin, right? Johnny, you know that. You know that we do think that way already. So I'm not, I don't credit myself for taking on that, because growing up in my own family, my mom always said, actually, like for instance, it's really strange, but my mom got really beautiful skin. And I always wanted to have her skin, actually, because I had bad skin. So I always longed to have her clear, bright skin. So, I mean, growing up, mom always said, you know, don't eat this, and don't eat that, and maybe don't eat too much soy sauce, for instance. She always was telling me that, actually, to not eat it, because it would actually somehow color my skin. But, you know, at the molecular level, it's actually that when you do eat it, it actually robs sulfur from your body. So that's the reason why your skin would be not as bright that it should normally would be. So I went on with that concept in mind that, yeah, you know, maybe it's true that eating, you are what you eat, right? So from there on, I went into nutrition, and I studied everything I could, and then I actually tested my theory. At that point, you know, I was just reading and reading about sulfur, and it just really confirmed that, you know, your skin is actually affected by the food that you eat. So it's very, very, very interesting to me. So finally, of all the research and everything, I actually was able to help me clear all my skin problems. Now I'm just like one tone, just one even light tone. So I was just totally, totally happy about it. But what was interesting was that I didn't realize that I gained my strength after like 3 years after into the diet. Apparently one day in maybe in early 2007, you know, I love to do exercise. For instance, my favorite exercise was to do squatting. My dad was a judo teacher. So I was always watching him growing up. I mean, teaching people, you know, doing different types of exercises. So I've learned to do that. But you know, in my late 20s, I remember that I was only able to do like 500 in 45 minutes squatting, you know?
Right.
Yes, and apparently in 2007, I had so much energy that I was able to do over 4,000 squats in 1 hour. I mean, it was really, really funny, but... So I thought, you know, I thought to myself, you know what, maybe I should try to break a world record here.
Right.
Yes, and I did contact Guinness World Record, and they said, you know what, they have a record like that. So I did. I tried and I went. I went and I did 5,135 squats in 1 hour, which is equated to like about 86 squats per minute, which is faster than a blink of an eye, because
yeah,
I was going
fast.
Very, very fast. Yeah, I was doing really fast. Even the adjudicator from England, the Guinness people, they even missed a few. I mean, I did more, but they missed a few. So whatever they call on that day, that was what I did. So then I went on the... In 2.5 years, okay? But get to remember, I started breaking all the world records after the age of 40, and I was not a teenager or anything. So in 2.5 years, I broke 4 Guinness World Records. So my second world record, which I did, was doing the wall sitting. I wall sat for nearly 12 hours, which is sitting on an invisible chair where your back is against the wall,
Right.
And their thighs are parallel to the floor, and I just stay there for nearly 12 hours. And most people could do it just maybe 30 seconds or 1 minute, and that's it.
Right.
But it has to do with my diet, which you will learn soon why. And then the two latest one, which I did, was I deadlifted, meaning pulling a barbell from the floor up. I deadlifted nearly 4,000 pounds in 1 hour, over 100,000 pounds of weight in 1 hour. And for this record, I took it from a man. I went over by almost 15,000 pounds, which is unheard of course.
Right.
Yeah, if you which is equivalent to lifting, they say, 15 elephants in 1 hour.
I mean, just hearing all this, it's painful for me.
Oh. Yes, you know.
You know, it's like, you know, I don't want to do anything. I don't know whether it makes me feel inadequate or it's just like, you know, ooh, I don't want to see it, you know.
It's
it's really painful, but looks like you having fun to doing it.
Yeah, I was. You know, I was having fun because I was taking these records from that was held previously by men, so I was enjoying it tremendously. I mean, no disrespectful to you know the men who went before me.
Right.
I mean, I was just inspired by them, so that you know. That's how I am. I'm inspired by people who do great things, and I just kind of follow that. And, of course, you know, people must know that I'm only 95 pounds and stand only 5 feet tall, very small. And these men that went before me was, like, maybe more than two times my size, you know. Just great. So I was just so proud that I did it.
Yeah. Well, you're certainly a source of inspiration for both men and women, but
just
the things that you have done, I mean, academically, of course, also, and so it's just a complete package. Well, coming back to sulfur,
what
is sulfur and what does it do to our body?
Yes. Oh, sulfur is so amazing. Not many people heard of sulfur, Johnny, but it is not a new compound. I'm sure that you have heard of natural sulfur hot springs, right? Yeah, I mean, let me just tell you a brief history so you know why and where I harness my strength and having great skin, okay? People in the ancient times regarded the bath, the sulfur bath, to be sacred, as they believed the sulfur has both cleansing and curative powers. And the ancient Greeks and Romans, they even built public baths around sulfur hot springs because they believed it could cure skin disorders and improve health. And that you will see why it leads to what I do. And then, you know, in the ancient time, you know, the Olympians, before competing in Olympic Games, that was like a few thousand years ago. I mean, they don't know. They didn't know anything about sulfur-rich foods at all. But they ate sulfur-rich raw onions by the pound and even drank, they even juiced them too at that time and drink the onion juice because they knew that it increased their strength and stamina. So they did that before their games. Yeah. And then even today, I know you have heard of sulfur before. Today, in modern medicine, sulfur is shown to be helpful in treating skin disorders, painful joints, and athletic injuries. So, what will happen to you is that when you eat a sulfur-rich diet, you are going to benefit all of the above, which I just described to you, and that you will know that why I was able to do what I did was that sulfur, why it's so important, is that sulfur is the third most abundant mineral in your body, next to calcium and phosphorus, okay? You cannot live without sulfur at all. It is as important as water and salt are for your body. So for the person, let's say for a person who is 150 pounds, you would have like about a third pound of salt in your body. Okay?
That's maybe a lot of salt.
Oh, that's a lot. Yeah, absolutely. Maybe a small layman, you know? Maybe
right.
a small plump. That's the size. And sulfur is found in 80 cells in your body. You're going to need sulfur because sulfur is found in the building block of protein. So no matter where you look, there's sulfur, okay? Sulfur is needed to make antibiotics to help you fight infection.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need sulfur to make insulin, as you have heard. Insulin helps you regulate blood sugar, right?
Right.
And then it's going to also help you excrete cholesterol and even convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. And this is the reason why so much energy. You don't have sulfur, you are not going to be able to go through that anaerobic respiratory pathway to make energy. Okay, it will stop short, and you're going to produce lactate in your body, which will create pain, right? Accumulation of lactic acid in the body, right? After you exercise, you know, if you if you don't have sulfur, you're not going to be able to go through that whole state, that whole pathway to make energy. So this is the reason why I can deadlift 100 pounds and have absolutely no pain the next day at all. I will have no lactic acid buildup. And this is the reason why I was able to wall sit for such a long time, okay? Without pain at all. I will not, even like today, I'm going to do it 12 hours. I will not have any pain. And what you need to know about sulfur, why it's so important, is because your liver will require sulfur 8 out of 10 times to neutralize and to eliminate all forms of toxin from your body.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people know this, but if you don't have sulfur, you have to think of something. You have to think of how you're going to get rid of your sulfur. Let's just say you're going to randomly eat sulfur, okay? Because you didn't know anything about it. So your body will use whatever sulfur you have to actually bind to the toxins in your body. And what happens is that when you eat sulfur has an attraction to heavy metals, all kinds of product or waste products, metabolic products from just us living and breathing, and even we do muscle contraction in our body, we definitely gonna generate free radicals. So what sulfur will do is just help you neutralize toxins and help you pull sulfur out. And this is the reason why it's very important. You need to know is that we do lose on average about 3 grams of sulfur per day. I don't know, maybe in terms of teaspoon or tablespoon, maybe we lose about half a teaspoon per day, and that's a lot if you're not going to replace it. And the thing is that we cannot manufacture sulfur at all. You are going to have to rely on your diet to get enough sulfur in your body. And that you see why so many people are getting sick today, right, Johnny? We get high cholesterol.
Right.
We have a pandemic of diabetes and people overweight, and you know you need sulfur to actually to excrete and to even digest fat and to turn it into energy, right? So this is the link that I saw when I was working on this, my first book. I saw there's a relationship between sulfur and your health, and this is why so many people are getting sick. And the reason you need to know, Johnny, is because we are consuming a lot of toxins nowadays,
right?
Yeah, I mean, the water we drink contains toxins. As you have heard maybe in the news, you have heard that there are hormones. People go to the bathroom, and maybe we don't have a way to really filter our water yet, right? So our water contains toxins. And, you know, the water we bathe contains toxins, and the air that we breathe, right? Contains all kinds of toxins. And the food, of course, the food we eat, contain pesticides, herbicides, I mean, you name it. I don't know if you have heard of the Toxamy Project before, but they mapped the pollutants that get into our body, and apparently they found in our blood, urine, breast milk, and all the human tissues. There are like over at least 350 common chemical pollutants in our body.
Wow.
Yeah, this is incredible. And these pollutants found their way into our body and are linked, okay, in animal research.
Mm-hmm.
The birth defect, of course, they cannot trace in us, which right now they say maybe or maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in animal research, that's the only way we can do because it's very, we cannot dissect a human, you know.
Right,
so
right.
To really study our tissues. But, you know, there were volunteers that did it. And apparently all these pollutants linked to birth defects, developmental delays, brain and nervous system toxicity, even
mm-hmm.
cancer
mm-hmm.
and probably skin problems as well.
Mm-hmm.
So as you know why we need to eat sulfur, because if you don't have sulfur, you are going to accumulate toxins in your organs, in your body, and eventually we are all going to get sick. And this is why we are already getting sick, and we don't
mm-hmm.
know why, and we don't know how to get toxins out. Because the key secret to getting toxins out of your body is
mm-hmm.
sulfur.
Mm-hmm.
It's sulfur, because the liver needs that.
It works as a wonderful antioxidant, basically.
Absolutely. It's one of the major, maybe you can call it the king of antioxidants, you know. Because if you eat just the regular vegetables,
mm-hmm.
Regular vegetables do have sulfur, but so minor that you have to eat more because you know we are consuming more toxins nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's, you know, exactly what vegetables to target so you will get the maximum out of your diet to help you live through the 21st century so we won't get sick, we want to stay
mm-hmm.
healthy, and we want to do great and do well for society as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I was mentioning, that you will be losing 3 grams of sulfur per day, right?
Right.
For people who are sick, like for instance, let's just say I go to the extreme end and say like for an HIV person,
mm-hmm.
Infected person, he or she will lose at least 10 grams of sulfur per day. I mean, that's an astounding amount of sulfur that person is losing.
Right.
Okay? Yes. And if you are sick or you have a job, Johnny, that actually are exposing you to toxins,
mm-hmm.
You're inhaling toxins or chemicals, even if when we cook, Johnny, when
mm-hmm.
we cook, we are actually inhaling fumes from the food that we cook, right?
Right,
and,
right.
Then we will get sick too. So you are going to need more toxins to actually move toxins out of your body. And toxins are dumb. By binding to sulfur, that's why you're losing sulfur. So it's very important, again, that you need to eat sulfur. And another thing that you need to know about sulfur, which is so, so important, is
mm-hmm.
going to help you pump oxygen in your body. And this is another reason why I was able to do so, so well. The reason why it helps pump oxygen is that,
mm-hmm.
You know, our hemoglobin actually helps transport oxygen.
Right.
Right, you heard of that.
Yes.
And what is important is that about 50 years ago, scientists saw a sulfur sitting on this hemoglobin, and they
mm-hmm.
didn't know why. They didn't know why it was so important.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently in 1996, a team of scientists from Duke University actually solved the mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they found that the hemoglobin actually has its own vasodilator,
mm-hmm.
meaning that it helps you dilate the blood. So what
right.
happened is that when the hemoglobin goes to your lung, it actually
mm-hmm.
picks up an oxygen and nitric oxide. Nitric oxide actually is a vasodilator. So apparently a sulfur
mm-hmm.
actually attracts this nitric oxide to stay there and to go into the blood with the oxygen. So
mm-hmm.
when it gets to the deep tissues in your body, for instance, it's going to unload the oxygen and
mm-hmm.
the nitric oxide, which helps dilate your blood vessels so that your body can use oxygen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you can think, if you don't have oxygen,
mm-hmm.
you are not going to be able to do as well when a situation is called for. That is that for instance, you are going to do something strenuous, right?
Right.
You're going to have sulfur, because sulfur only stays in your body for 12 hours, okay? This is why you are going to have to continuously supply your body with sulfur. So when it's needed, when it's called for, you are going to have sulfur to do your job. Yes. So this
very
is why,
interesting.
Yeah, so this is why it's very, very important. And, of course, you know, I was just mentioning to you earlier how the energy production machinery in our body, if you don't have sulfur, it's going to stop at the point where it's going to use the lactic acid cycle or pathway.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the reason why you're going to have a lot of pain the next day if you are not going to have sulfur. And this is the reason why, Johnny, I was able to do what I did, and I have no supernatural power, anything at all. Yes. Yes.
Well, you obviously maximize the consumption and usage of sulfur appropriately. Let me ask you this. What are the five effective steps to detox our body that everyone could do starting today?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, Johnny. This is very important. You know, water is great. I know that you probably have heard of this. A solution to pollution is dilution, right?
Right.
Remember to drink your water because, for instance, let's see if you are dehydrated, right? What would happen to your body if your blood? Your blood is thicker, right? It's harder for your heart to pump as well. So you are going to have to drink enough water, 8 to 12 cups per day. This is what I do. I'm going to tell you exactly what I do to harness my energy. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be an athlete, but if you sit there, working all day, typing all day, maybe work a few jobs, you know, you're going to get tired, right? So this method is not for an athlete. An athlete can benefit greatly, but for anyone who want to have energy, more energy when you get out of bed every day. So you do need to drink water when you get up in the morning, which I do, and I do drink it with lemon. I know it could be tough when you start out, but for me, because I've been doing it for so long, I do squeeze lemon in my water because lemon, what is great, is also an antioxidant, also helps you neutralize toxins in your body. So remember to squeeze lemon in your water. And number two is that remember that you need to eat sulfur, definitely. That's number two. Because toxins are getting rid of in your body via two routes, which from the urinary route, right? You're going to pee it out and you're going to go to your bathroom the other way. So that's number two. You have to eat enough sulfur. Number three, you are going to have to soak in hot bath. This is what I do. I soak in hot bath or I do sauna. And the reason for that is when I sweat, I do my toxin. Yes, definitely.
Very interesting because you're sweating out all the bad stuff out of your body.
Yeah, because they found all type of stuff, including, all heavy metals. When you sweat, you do sweat. Of course, you're going to lose a good thing too, like electrolytes, but eat a banana, because I do. Eat a banana to replenish your electrolyte. I also make a little drink. You know, if you need a little salt and a little sugar in your water, it will be okay. You know, and that's what I do. Those are the three most important things that you need to do. And, mineral water. Mineral water, if you want something quick to really cleanse your body, mineral water is also rich in sulfur. And there's a brand that I mentioned in my cookbook, which is the Pellegrino, which has the highest sulfur content. So I think that, if you need something quick, during your day, so go ahead and get your mineral water. And that would really, really help. And, of course, eating broccoli. Oh, eating broccoli, I know that...
I hate broccoli.
Johnny, now you're going to have to eat broccoli. Because you know why, Johnny? You're going to have to because you know that everyone said in science that it's so great for you. But they don't know why. The reason for that is that broccoli contains at least 20 different types of sulfur. Okay? And this is the reason why it's so great for you. Yes, and now, Johnny, I'm going to make you eat broccoli. You're going to have to. Yes, I'm going to, because, you know, after people listen to my, one of my lecture or my interview, I mean, whether they like it or not, they're going to eat it because you need it. You need it for your liver to move toxin out, and you don't want toxin to accumulate in your body. There's nothing that could get it out except sulfur. So you're going to need that. But, you know, Johnny, there are about 50 different types of vegetables that you can eat, actually. I mean, if you don't like broccoli so much, you can eat bok choy. I'm sure you probably
hate that.
About that. You hate that too?
I don't eat vegetables. Oh. I'm one of those guys that I'm a problem child for my mom.
Oh, okay. Okay, Johnny, here. I have a really good way for you, Johnny. You can do it quick, okay?
Okay.
Oh, without suffering at all. Okay, I know that because my niece and nephews, oh, gosh, you know how hard it is for kids to eat sulfur vegetables?
Right.
Very hard. Okay, you can do juicing. Juicing is delicious.
Right.
You can actually
juice
your favorite fruit, okay, with the sulfur. You take a pick. You can pick whatever you like, and you can just juice it. You can do it like two or three times a week. And if you're tired more, then you do more. And if you work out more, then you should do more, because working out, you are also losing more sulfur than an average person. So that's what I would feed my niece and nephew, since they said, I don't like broccoli, you know?
Right.
Yes, and another thing you can do is you can hide sulfur in your mashed potato. When you do mashed potato, you can add cauliflower. You can cook cauliflower with the potato, and you mash it up. You put it in the food processor.
Right.
And and then you mash it up, and guess what? You won't know at all. Even with turnips, you will not know.
It's very true what you say, though. In reading your cookbook, one of the things I had mentioned to you actually before we got started is the fact that it is awesome. It cornered me because it now tells me that I have no excuse. You have some wonderful recipes. You have some wonderful recipes, and they're all great. Actually, I've eaten most of the stuff that you had mentioned in your book, salmon, pork, chicken. I didn't realize chicken breast had more sulfur in it versus dark meat, even though I do like dark meat. Now, lately, I'm being lazy, so I eat chicken breast because it's easy to cut it up and prepare it.
So easy, Johnny. You know, I'm not a chef, of course. You know, I run a business, and I'm real busy, and I like to jump into the kitchen and jump out right away, you know? So I cook very quick, and these recipes are made, very, very easy and simple that anyone can follow. I'm sure that when I show my niece and nephew, they can just mix and toss and cut things up. Hey, that's it, you know, done. And then you just flavor your food. But it's so, so simple. And now that you have a good reason to eat it, then you have to, Johnny. It's for your health. And it's going to taste great. You know, and there are methods that I show people. Like, for instance, there are foods that we should avoid because it's not good for our skin. For instance, if I have to avoid eating something, then I'm going to avoid eating something that is burnt or brown. Like grilled, charbroiled, smoked food, for instance, even french fried or deep fried stuff. It's not that you don't have to cut it out completely, right? I mean, treat yourself once a week, not an 80-day thing, right? And the reason for that is when you eat these foods, it will deplete sulfur from your body, okay? It actually takes sulfur from your body, and this is the reason why. In research, no matter where you're going to read, when the sulfur level in your body falls, it's an indication that you're going to have poor health. And normally, if you have poor health, your skin will be less brightened, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I even have case studies in my previous book, like, for instance, people who smoke. Like,
right.
If you look at a twin who, you know, one person smoke, for instance,
mm-hmm.
their skin will be darker and not as bright as the other person. It really affects your skin, and it also ages you. And all have to be related with not having enough sulfur in your body to counteract all the toxins that
mm-hmm.
that you put in your body. Okay? So this is why it's so great for you to start to add sulfur to your diet. And even in my research, like, for instance, watercress is so good for you. Like, probably it's really good for people who even smoke, because
mm-hmm.
they found that there's chemicals in the watercress that when you eat, it actually bind with a tobacco smoke in,
mm-hmm.
you know, they found it in your fecal matter. So, yeah, I'm not suggesting you go out smoke or anything like that, but if you do, at least counteract some of the toxins in your body by eating more watercress. And what is important that I want everyone to know is that sulfur is sensitive to heat,
mm-hmm.
meaning that when you eat, you shouldn't cook your food to death.
Mm-hmm.
It should
mm-hmm.
only be slightly blanched for maybe 30 seconds to a minute. It depends on how small you cut it, of course.
Right.
So if you want to cook sulfur vegetable, you know, for me, I love to eat it raw if I can. Juicing is not a way to get sulfur naturally
mm-hmm.
into your body. That's the easiest way. Let's just say you hate to eat veggies, okay? Juicing is one way. But you're going to eat it raw. Raw is best. By chopping it real small, and then you can flavor it. I show different ways to flavor your food in the cookbook. But that's all you need to do, because when you chop it small, it's easier to eat than eat a big chunk.
Right, okay? Right.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, you have some wonderful recipes that shows how to eat
yes.
healthy. And
absolutely.
What I like about it, even the basic breakfast. You have one that sounds like it's heavy, but it's not. Nut butter
yes.
banana sandwich.
Oh,
it delicious. Sounds great. Very delicious.
Yes, yes.
You also
yes.
have a smoothie called banana nut yogurt smoothie.
Yes.
And these are the things that I would eat myself, even though I don't
that's
eat vegetables,
great.
But it's
oh,
yummy.
Good. Yeah, it's extremely yummy, high in nutritious sulfur,
mm-hmm.
highly cleansing. It starts up your day like that. It's just wonderful. It gives you a kick, like you're going to get all your energy. You would never feel sleepy on this diet. Like, for instance, some food you eat, and then you feel kind of sleepy, right, Johnny? Yeah,
right.
You know, with this food, you eat and you are gonna get going and you're gonna do your thing. Like, for instance, it's really funny. My dad, you know,
mm-hmm.
I cook for him, and
mm-hmm.
you know, I've been feeding him sulfur, and you
right.
know, he has, you know, because he retired already. So what
mm-hmm.
he does is that he clean our garden, and
right.
guess what? Everything is bald now because he got nothing to do, so he chopped everything up. You know, everything was like, he cut up everything. He just got so much energy that he went out and he cleaned the garden, and he
mm-hmm.
cleaned and cleaned and cleaned until everything is gone. Everything is totally, like, gone, bald.
Do you have a sulfur pill that I can take? You know, maybe
oh,
that's
you know,
easy yes, way.
I do. I actually do. I actually designed, I do have a supplement line as well. But, Johnny, you know, it's best you do it naturally, because
right.
from the vegetable, you are also going to get all kinds of vitamins and minerals, or different kind of minerals, because your body is built from the natural, raw, organic material from your environment,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
So
right.
It's best you do it. But, of course, you can always supplement, in addition to your own diet. But I want you to do that first before you do the other one, because, you know, that's the best way to go about doing it.
So I enjoy cooking, and the recipes you have are just wonderful. Some of the things I'm going to read right here for our
yes.
listeners is like – for example, pastries, and I'm reading things that I like, chicken pot pie.
Oh, yummy.
And then another pastry that is just a killer here is chocolate cream cheese muffin.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get any more decadent than that, but yet it's still good for your body, and that's quite impressive.
Yes, yes, Johnny. You know, the reason why I made all these sweets is because my husband has a sweet tooth, and he loves to eat sweets. So what I did was that these recipes are high in sulfur and high in fiber as well, and it will not taste like what you're thinking. It tastes just like the real thing. And these are the ingredients that I combine together. These are dairy-free, which, you know, it's my own formula, actually. No one has this formula. So if you're going to try, it's going to be great. And it's really low in calories, too. Like, for instance, my cinema buns or cinema rolls.
Right.
With chocolate with coconut glaze. I mean, you know, it's only like about 200 calories, but it's a giant one. And, you know, if you are going to compare to other one out there, you know, mine's only 200, and the one that you get from a supermarket probably ran into the 600-700 calories.
Right.
And mine is like three times the fiber. And it just tastes like the real thing. So,
well, you're using all the wonderful stuff. In your soup, you have coconut chicken and bean soup.
Absolutely.
Those are the
yes.
things that are very flavorful.
Exactly, and it's the taste delicious. And I know that not many people like coconut, but if you use it in the right amount, it will not be, you know, impart that coconut fragrance as much as they think it, you know, it might. But for people that love coconut, it's just wonderful. And it's, you know, because coconut... It's a lower in calories than cream, right?
Right.
It tastes really creamy, and it's also high in sulfur. Like, for instance, anything that has more fat will have less sulfur. So we eat meat. We eat meat on the lean side. Okay? So that is best for you. And, of course, everything in my cookbook, I show people that even the grain, what grains are important to eat. And, of course, I have to say that oats is my stable diet, okay? I eat oats every day. I start out in the morning to get my energy and get me going. Is that I eat oatmeal, cook oatmeal or eating it raw with 1% milk, because 1% milk has more sulfur than 2% or whole milk.
Really?
So, yes, absolutely. So go for 1%. Okay, because in the end, you know, you're going to have more sulfur to clear whatever it is in your body up. So you need that. 1% is best. And, of course, we did talk about different type of meat, like white meat would have more sulfur than dark meat, right? So if people want something more cleansing, you know, then they're going to go ahead and eat white meat. But, you know, if you do exercise, you know, some people like to eat dark meat, for instance, you know, it's okay.
Right.
But, you know, but if you want something more cleansing, because when we're working out or when sitting or typing all day, you know, you need something more cleansing, go for a chicken breast, you know. It's very, very, very cleansing. And there's so many things, even the beans you eat, you know, I show people what beans is best to eat, like white beans, you know, versus, you know, a red bean or a black bean, for instance. So if you go to eat Mexican food, for instance, you know, get yourself some white beans. It's more cleansing than other beans. And even the type of dish you eat, you know, I have a whole list of stuff. You know, people can decide what they like to eat, actually. And all type of stuff that you can eat, you know. Basically, on this diet, you don't have to deprive yourself as long as you know the food that you are putting in your body is the most cleansing, then you will be okay.
I don't see any sort of a diet thing here because your cookbook is complete. It covers breakfast, soup, porridges,
even
smoothies. You're looking at dinner, salads, and they're all healthy, pretty good stuff.
Yeah, I don't deprive myself at all. You know, The only thing that I ask people is that new grilled food and fried stuff, you know. This is the reason why when people who are in training for an event, they avoid all those things and they go on a basically a steam diet. And the sign reason behind that is, of course, because when you do eat really bad food, it's going to take over from your body. And you have to ask yourself, how are you going to be able to maximize oxygen delivery in your system? You have to ask yourself that. And how are you going to have enough sulfur to make energy for your body, right? So this is the reason why athletes, very strict diet, they eat basically boiled chicken, and everything that they eat, it's like they avoid everything. But now that you know, Jenny, you have to add more sulfur. Let's just say that, you know, some people do like to eat bad stuff, right? A lot of fat, you know, high in salt, high in sugar stuff. Let's just say that you can do it once in a while, but let's just say that you cannot help yourself. Then remember, the only way to counteract the toxins in your body is to do it, you know, side by side with sulfur. Okay? And that's how you can keep yourself healthy in this time and age. And that's what I would recommend, because I know I have a brother who just loves to eat fried chicken all the time.
Hey, I love fried chicken.
Yeah, I mean, I love it too, but, you know, because of what I do, you know. I do maybe once a week or maybe once a month. That's it for me.
Right.
But my brother, he just loves fried chicken. But so I asked him, you know, if you do, you know, please, you know, add sulfur by eating a certain type of food. And, you know, he does it. So I'm very, very happy that
It's all about balancing. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's all about balancing. Exactly. So then you're going to have more energy. And then when you work out, you know, Johnny, you have to test this. You're going to prep your body by eating rich sulfur the day before, and then rich sulfur in the morning, okay? And I want you to exercise, like climbing hills for like 2 hours, and then tell me, like, the next day, see if you have any pain at all, because you know what? You will have little or no pain at all.
You can feel the immediate difference, the immediate impact.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And, of course, there's something I have to bring up, like people who want to protect themselves from the sun, of course, UV radiation.
Right.
You know, what food to eat before going out.
Right.
Or something. Yeah, you know, broccoli, sprouts. You know, but you have to eat enough, though, not just a little.
Right.
You have to eat 2 ounces. You have to eat 2 ounces of broccoli sprouts or radish sprouts, which you can find.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to eat it the day before, okay? Mm-hmm. You're going to eat it the day before, 2 ounces, and then in the morning you know that you're going to go out. You're going to eat another 2 ounces, and you'll be fine. You know, because I tested with many people.
Let me answer this now. Can someone overdose on sulfur?
No, absolutely not. You cannot overdose on sulfur at all, because sulfur itself is water-soluble.
Mm-hmm.
So, but like I said, it stays in your body for like 12 hours, right?
Right.
So you have to replenish your body, you know, every 12 hours. So meaning you have to keep on supplying your body with sulfur.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you would never in a situation where you can overdose in terms of eating too much sulfur, because within 12 hours it's going to clear up from your system anyway.
Exactly. And this is the reason why it's important, Johnny. What's important is that sulfur stays in your body for 12 hours and then it's going to gradually decrease in the amount that is in your body, that it stays in your body. So it's best. Like I said, I eat sulfur continuously, you know, in my diet to keep me protected, actually, from all the toxins. Like, for instance, you know, we our house is right on a corner of the road, right? So there's a lot of car smog and everything like that. So it's that for you. Like I was saying, even like your occupation can really affect your health.
Right,
because
right.
Depending on what you do, right?
Very much so. Where can someone buy your book, get more information about you, and get up with your latest happenings?
Yes, they can actually go to my website at www.cookingonthelightside.com, and that is my website.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like, you know, I'm on Facebook. People can connect with me. I post all my latest events, where I go and where I will be going, where I was, on Facebook or even YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You can find that me there too. And of course, my cookbook, Cooking on the Light Side, is also at Amazon.com.
Wonderful. What can we expect from you in 2011?
Yes, you know, Johnny, I'm working on another book.
Wonderful.
I'm working on another book and planning to break another Guinness World Record. So
that's amazing.
Given time, given that I have time to train within the next few months, I normally train like 3 to 4 months before an event.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, I am not a weight lifter at all. When I broke my 100,000 pounds deadlift world record, so I trained before that to test my diet again to see, you know, how far I can push my body.
Very interesting. Well, Dr. Tiana, we're coming close to the end of the show. Do you have a recipe for living you would like to share with our audience this morning?
Yes, Johnny. You know, number one thing is, you know, I have to say that you have to believe in yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Be fearless, follow your dream, and learn everything that you can. And what is important is that you're going to execute what you learn, because knowledge is useless without your action, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that is my recipe for living. And, of course, I always say, eat well, live well, love one another, live free, and be free, mind, body, and soul. And that is my message.
That's fantastic. Please give us your website address again, please.
Yes. It is at cookingonthelightside.com. Okay? And at this site, you can learn all about SOFA, about my book. And,
mm-hmm.
of course, if anyone has any questions, don't hesitate to contact me, and I will try to answer any questions that anyone may have. I mean, I'm here. I know that this is my calling here. I've been working on this project for 8 years. You can now have a beautiful skin and great health. Basically, if you want to look good and feel good, I have just the solution for anyone. And I know that this works because I have helped so many people for the past, I don't know, 3 years now. And
mm-hmm.
people have been using the method. Even someone who was sick and had really
mm-hmm.
bad skin, he actually went on the diet, and he has more energy, and his skin problem actually cleared up. I mean, I have helped so many people and get the same emails every time, and spoke to so many people, and they are just so happy that this book is finally here to really help everyone. Because, Johnny, we live in a toxic time, and we have to try to change the way we eat. But we can still eat good, okay? But you still need to add sulfur in your diet, and it will help you neutralize and eliminate all form of toxins in your body.
It's a fantastic book. Yeah. I recommend it to everyone. It's got wonderful recipes, wonderful pictures, and wonderful direction. Dr. Tiana, thank you for all you have done with the book, as well as the wonderful recipes for living you shared with us this morning. To all our listeners, thank you for being with us. Please join me in a couple of weeks on Tuesday morning, November the 23rd, as we kick off the holiday season. My guest will be the number one New York Times best-selling author, Debbie McComber. Debbie and I will be discussing her special holiday book titled Call Me Mrs. Miracle, which has been made into a movie and will premiere on Saturday, November 27 on the Hallmark Channel. For additional information about this show, future shows, and for my recipes for a living, please go to FromMyMamasKitchen.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Twitter/FMMKTalkRadio. Have a great week, Dr. Tiana. I thank you so much for being with us this morning, and have a great day.
Thank you so much, Johnny.
You're welcome.
Yes,
thank you again.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.